friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Before we open our Bibles, we want to make sure that we have asked Jesus to be with us. So let's pause and let's do that right now. Dear Lord, come into our hearts today. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to learn more about you and from your word. Please be with us, help us to understand, and give us your wisdom today. We love you. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. I'm glad you're back with me. Last time we learned about the disciples and how they wanted to be best in God's kingdom. They thought that Jesus was going to set up an earthly kingdom, overthrow the Romans, and that he was going to make them in charge along with him and they would rule the world. Was that Jesus' plan? No, it wasn't. In fact, Jesus wanted them to be humble. But the disciples were selfish, and they wanted the best spot, and they would even argue about it. But they wouldn't tell Jesus. Did you know that? No. They didn't want Jesus to know what was going on. The mother of James and John, she actually went with them to ask Jesus to give them the best jobs when he set up his kingdom. You can read it along with me in Matthew chapter 20. The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament, and that's the first book about Jesus. So we're going to go to Matthew. Matthew chapter 20. Look through the Bible, kind of towards the back of the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 20, verse 20. We're going to read Matthew chapter 20, verse 20. If you need to pause this recording, go ahead and pause it, and you can find it and then press play, and we'll read it together. So we're going to read Matthew chapter 20, verse 20 and 21. What does it say?
Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Grant that these two sons of mine can sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left, in your kingdom."
This mother comes to Jesus. Her sons are his disciples. And she kneels down in front of him and asks that he will put her two sons on each side of him when he rules this world. She was a little confused on his kingdom, wasn't she? She thought he was going to set up an earthly kingdom. James and John had been among Jesus' first disciples, and he loved them very much. But he knew that they had no idea what they were asking for. Before long, they would be very disappointed. In order to save us, Jesus would soon die a horrible death. But even though he had told them about that, they still didn't believe him. Look at verse 22.
Matthew chapter 20, verse 22. Here's what Jesus said.
But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able."
Jesus longed to help his dear disciples change their whole thinking about being important. So he tried again to do that on his way to Capernaum one day. The disciples walked along behind Jesus, talking in low voices so he wouldn't hear what they were saying. But Jesus knew what they were talking about, and he was sad. Do you know why he was sad? Well, let's see why in Mark chapter 9, verse 33. Now we're going to go to the book of Mark, Matthew, Mark. So it's the book right after Matthew. Mark chapter 9. Let's find chapter 9 together. Mark chapter 9. Now let's find verse 33. What does it say?
Then he came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What was it you disputed among yourselves on the road?"
Jesus asked the disciples what they were talking about on the road. Do you think that they were excited to tell him, or do you think they were a little embarrassed? When you do something that you know is wrong and your mom or dad or grandpa and grandma ask you about it, how does that make you feel? Does it kind of make you squirm a little bit in your seat and go, I think that's how the disciples were feeling. They were embarrassed. They thought that Jesus didn't know what they had talked about and they didn't want to tell him. Look at verse 34.
But they kept silent, for on the road they had disputed among themselves who would be the greatest.
Did they want to tell him? No, they kept silent. They didn't say anything. They had been arguing between themselves on the road about who would be greatest in the kingdom. Well, finally, they came right out with their question. We're kind of flipping back and forth today, so keep your finger in Mark, because we're going to come back here. But we're going to go to Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. This is the question that they want to ask Jesus. Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. Here's what it says.
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?"
They're asking Jesus, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? That's what they want to know. That's all they're focused on. That's all they're thinking about. But was it time for Jesus to come as a conquering king? No, it wasn't. It was not that time. It was time for the disciples to learn of Jesus so that they could share with others after Jesus went back to heaven about who he was and the kingdom that he wants to set up and how he wants us to be there. So if you've kept your finger in Mark chapter 9, now let's flip there. Flip to Mark chapter 9. Keep your finger in Matthew 18. Okay? Keep your finger in Matthew chapter 18. We're just kind of flipping back and forth between Mark chapter 9 and Matthew chapter 18. So here's what Mark 9:35 says.
And he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all."
Jesus said, if anyone wants to be what? First, what must he do? He must be last. Wow, that's a little different. Normally, you want to be first. But Jesus said, if you want to be first, you must be last. That's how Jesus came, didn't he? As a humble servant, to serve people, not as somebody to come and take over the Romans. He came to show them what God is like and what heaven is like. Was being a servant most important? I think so. Because Jesus said it. Well, then Jesus called a little child to him. They probably hugged each other as Jesus set the little one on his lap, and he spoke. This is what he said in verse 36 and 37. Let's read verse 36 and 37. Mark chapter 9, verse 36 and 37.
Then he took a little child and sat him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one of those little children in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me."
When we receive, or when we are kind to little children in Jesus' name, it's like being kind to Jesus. Let's look at Matthew 18, verse 2 through 4. You kept your finger there, right? Good. Matthew chapter 18, verse 2 through 4. Let's see what that says.
Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven."
In order to be in God's kingdom, we have to be humble like a little child, not think of ourselves as the best. I think of the story called Sir Malcolm and the Missing Prince. It's one of my favorites. And it's about a king who had a son who was very cocky, very arrogant, and he thought that he was the best and that his judgments were the best. He was young. He was probably about a teenager. And his father let him come in and make a ruling, decide between two peasants who was right and who was wrong. Well, the boy made a very selfish choice and a selfish decision, and the father had to overrule it. He had to be in charge of it. The son was very angry and very upset because here he thought that he knew what was best, but he was very young and inexperienced, and he did not care for others at all. So his father talked to one of his advisors and said, "Help, I don't know what to do with my son. He's out of control and he's going to be a horrible king." And the advisor said, "Will you let me do whatever I need to do?" And the father said, "Yes, you may." So the advisor kidnapped the son and took him to go live with a peasant woman in the middle of the forest, hundreds of miles away from the castle. And he had to chop wood. He had to work hard. He had to learn how to get along with people. And he started to understand what the common people dealt with and the injustices that were often done. Because of that experience, he ended up being a very wise and understanding leader. And years later, when he went back to the castle, he had learned his lesson and he became an amazing leader. His father was relieved because he knew that his son had learned the lessons of humility and care for others and how to be a servant, and that would make him a great ruler. Unless the disciples in the story that we've been reading, unless they changed and became humble, would they be able to be in God's kingdom? No. That's something very serious for us to think about. Wanting to be first isn't being like Jesus. Selfish, proud people, they're not going to be happy in heaven. Heaven is going to be for those who are servants, who want to make other people happy, and they look for ways to help them. I know that I want to be like Jesus, don't you? Well, we can't do it on our own. We are selfish by nature. We need Jesus to change our hearts, so let's pray that he will do that. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you will change our hearts. Help us to learn how to serve others, just like Jesus did. We want to be in your kingdom, Lord. We want humility and love and care for others. Please give us the power. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let the little children come to me, and you are forgiven, and you are forgiven, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Let the little children come to me, let the little children come to me, and you are forgiven, and you are forgiven, for such is the kingdom of heaven.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.